Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll take our last minutes today to dive back into our Money You series, where we try to help arm you with good information to make better financial decisions. And today, Kimberly Palmer is here specifically to get you started on the right financial foot if you are just graduating from college, maybe today. Congratulations, grads. She is a personal finance columnist for U.S. News and author of the recent book, Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back. So if there happen to be any class of 2011 listeners right now, call us up with any financial footing question you may have as you become an actual adult. We have a few minutes for this, so call in right now and you'll get right on 212-433-WNYC, but only if you're class of 11. 212-433-9692. Kimberly Palmer, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Let's jump right into the first topic. The first credit card, a lot of people get them in college, but a lot of people wait till just after college. What's your best advice about what kinds of cards are good and how to use them off the bat?
The biggest mistake that people make is jumping at the first credit card offer they get. And the fact is, credit cards are really customized these days. You want to make sure you get the one that's right for you. And that might mean if you're traveling a lot, getting one that comes with travel insurance. Of course, if you're going to use it at all to carry any debt, you just want to look for the one with the lowest interest rate. So there's a lot of great websites now, creditcards.com, all sorts of websites. You can search for the best credit card customized for you. So it's a really individualized research project.
Is a good thing about using credit cards that you build a credit history and you need it to qualify eventually for a car loan, a mortgage, those kinds of things? Or is that not a good excuse for using your credit card?
Well, there's no excuse for having credit card debt, but having a credit card account that you pay off each month is a really valuable thing to do, because I've actually heard from a lot of graduates who are a few years out ready to buy their first house or first car, and they can't take out a loan because they have no credit history. They've been so afraid of taking on debt using credit cards that they just skip it altogether. And it's actually really valuable to build your credit history. So taking out a card or two and paying it off each month is actually something that can be useful. It's a good idea.
Two of your biggest money mistakes, and you've written about biggest money mistakes that new college grads may make. One of them is waiting to save and invest, but people starting out usually are just making enough money to live on. Can they really do that? Another one you say is failing to negotiate for a higher salary. You think people who are just out of college feel they're in a less powerful position than they really are?
They do. I mean, it is tough out there. And so when you do get that job offer, you jump at it and you forget that you actually might have some room to negotiate. So I always tell people that as long as you do it in a professional way, there's usually little or no downside of asking for a higher salary. And don't just focus on the salary. Look at your benefits, too, because benefits make up a huge part of your compensation. That's health insurance, retirement benefits, even vacation days. And you might have more room to negotiate on those points. So make sure you do some research ahead of time by talking to people in your field so you know what to expect. But chances are you might have some room even in this economy.
And on saving and investing, is it just to get in the habit, even if you're putting away $5 a paycheck?
You know, this is a really tough one because we're just, recent grads are so strapped for cash. But the fact is, the most successful savers over time are the ones that do get in the habit and start small. So some of the most successful savers start with just 2% a month, putting that away and then slowly raising that. And then by the time you're 30, you'll be in the habit and also have some padding in your bank account. And also, of course, you want to think about your retirement account as well as soon as possible.
Jeff in Manhattan has a student loan debt question. Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling and congratulations. Where'd you graduate from?
Hi, thanks. From Montclair State University.
All right, Montclair State. Go
yeah.
ahead.
So my question is, if I have student loans that I'm about to repay at around, I think my highest one is around high 6%, should I start investing that money or pay off the debt if I, you know, get a nice tax refund or something like that?
Kim?
such a good question. So what I usually tell people to do is that the first few years, you want to just get in the habit, pay off what's due each month. Don't worry too much about paying off your debt ahead of time. But as soon as you do have a little bit more wiggle room, you have your emergency savings saved up, and you feel like you have some flexibility, then you can start thinking about paying off that debt. For you, it's at 6%. While it's not outrageously high, it is higher than you'll probably earn in a savings account, certainly. And of course, with the stock market, you never know what you're going to get. Mm. So as soon as you start having some wiggle room there, you're starting to get in the habit of saving regularly, then I usually recommend that people start paying off that debt, because you're basically paying yourself a 6% return as soon as you unload that.
All right, 2 minutes left. Let's see if we can do two more quick questions, quick answers. Jack in Monmouth, you're on WNYC, Monmouth Beach. Hi.
Hi, yes, I'm calling. I just graduated from Rutgers University.
Rutgers. Scarlet Knights, yes.
Are you? Rah, rah. And I'm wondering, what is the best way to go about establishing credit? Should I get a credit card? Are there some credit cards that are better than others?
Yes, so you definitely want to think about getting a credit card, but that's not the only way to establish credit. Even something like having utilities in your own name, of course not your parents' name, but your own name, even being an authorized user on your parents' credit card is something that can help you establish credit while you're still in school. And then once you graduate, of course, you can put that into your own name. So there's all sorts of ways of establishing credit. It's all about having accounts that you're responsible for and paying them off each month.
And Dan in Stanford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Congratulations. Where'd you go?
UConn. Huskies, baby.
Basketball. Heaven.
Yeah, anyway, we need something in Connecticut, right?
Go ahead.
So here's the question. I've been talking to a few different people about life insurance as kind of a great future, you know, nest egg, and it's really hard to sort through for a young guy like myself if that's something that's really worthwhile investing in and looking at it as an investment.
People are trying to sell you on life insurance?
Yeah, I've got a great job, and very shortly I'm going to be kind of over the, you know, Roth kind of limit. So they're telling me that that's kind of a great alternative.
Dan, thank you. A 22-year-old in life insurance, Kim?
I actually usually recommend against using life insurance as an investment tool, because there's so many other ways that you can invest that are easier, where your money is less locked in. Of course, this is a separate issue. As soon as you are responsible for people, you have significant assets, you have a family, then you absolutely want life insurance for other reasons, but not usually as an investment tool, especially at your age.
All right. And a comment on our website: I think timely payments of utilities can be as important as having a credit card. The utilities companies report immediately to the credit agencies, and a bad payment history hangs around your neck for years. 10 seconds, true or false?
Well, it's true that utilities can be a great way to build your credit history, so absolutely.
Kimberly Palmer, thanks for helping out. Personal finance columnist for U.S. News, author of Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And congratulations to all you 11s. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.